Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tea?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question also right there on the homepage. I think you'll like it. We got this week's poll is about global warming, interestingly enough. And what do you think about that? Just a little two-answer option. So take advantage of that. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Do you think this is because of global warming or not? What do you think? We want to know what you think. Charles Whelan is with us. He's the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charles, give us your website, please.
It is naked, www.nakedeconomics.com.
Did I say that, Naked Economics? Is that what I said?
So.
I don't know why. I might have said something. Naked Economics is the book, is outstanding, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charles, and by the way, they can find you at Yahoo?
Yes, yep. I got a column posted last week.
And how do they do that? Yahoo.com.
You go to Yahoo Finance, where you're probably going to be anyway, okay. Looking at a lot of stuff.
YahooFinance.com. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Hey, Charles, what do you think, based on what you saw from the three speeches last week, the State of the Union speech by the president, the Republican follow-up, and then the Tea Party follow-up, what do you think that, if you're a small business owner looking at the rest of 2011, 2012, trying to do some planning, did you see anything in either one of those speeches that made you think that you needed to take some action from an opportunistic or from a protective standpoint?
I think that what it broadcasted to me was a lot of fiscal uncertainty. I think everybody knows the deficit is a problem. Nobody's willing to put the specifics on the table.
That's the reason the economy is where it is right now.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to see some big budget showdowns. We're going to see some uncertainty over treasuries, particularly if the Republicans threaten not to vote to approve the debt ceiling.
Right.
So, I mean, I think if fiscal uncertainty and all the corresponding shockwaves that it can send are in a position to rock your boat, then you should be protecting against that, because I think we're going to see it's going to be a rough patch here as we work this out.
So do you think that's going to – so you think that uncertainty is going to continue to be a factor – And a headwind to the economic recovery?
I think it probably will be. My fear is that we're going to take it as a political football all the way into the 2012 election. We've kind of missed our window here where they can collaborate on
right.
the really tough decisions
yeah.
that have to be made, and instead...
Well, they spent that's because they spent the whole 2 years fighting over health care, which, by the way, as you know, this week a judge in Florida struck down a rule against the whole thing, called the whole thing unconstitutional.
I think that was a poor strategic choice on President Obama's part. I do think we need fundamental health care reform. I don't think
that wasn't it,
together
though.
Particularly good. No, that was not it.
That wasn't health care reform. That was power reform.
It made a system that's too unwieldy and too expensive bigger. And I think it's a longer discussion because it's such a complicated
thing. And he's going to wind up wasting his entire four-year term as president. He's going to wind up wasting it on that, really.
He could pull it back together. I mean, I think Clinton certainly came around after 94 when he got his wake-up call.
Yeah.
And it could, well, you know, there are a lot of good best-case scenarios you can talk. If because the Republicans control the House, it forces President Obama towards the center because he's got no choice.
But see, everything you're saying, though, Charles, forgive me, but everything you're saying backs up what your comment was a minute ago. All this uncertainty. And what do you think small business owners should do? I mean, should we just sort of zone out when it comes to Washington? And I'm ready to tell people, look, just you know, check in the margins to make sure that you're not exposed. But basically, focus on your customers, focus in your inside your four walls, focus in your market, and you know, I mean, we can't get paralyzed like deer in the headlights with Washington's insanity. Charles, we still got to make payroll on Friday.
Yeah, I think, and your comment about hedging. You know, if there's for some reason there were a spike in interest rates on treasuries because we had a little debt scare or something like that, if that's gonna mess up your business, you need to be protecting that. But the rest of it, yeah, I think that you're not going to be looking for any easy solutions or real. They're not going to be singing together bipartisan way.
There's not going to be any kumbaya coming up. Well, you know, I've been telling my audience now for a full year and a half that the letter that describes this recovery is M, not V, not W, not U, but M, and M stands for marathon. What do you think?
It could be. Now the good news
it's
is
already
that,
we mean could be. It already is a marathon.
Yeah, it is. We're grinding it out. That's exactly,
we're still grinding it out. Yeah. Go ahead.
The good news is, as we grind it out, and we're starting to see pockets of optimism here, that's going to make the fiscal situation better without any political action. As you know, just as the economy comes back, tax revenues bounce up and so on. That, I think, will give them a little more maneuverability and perhaps make the problem a little more tractable. But that's sadly, that means if they do nothing, this marathon, I like the M recovery, that's the best I've heard, that will perhaps give us a little momentum politically and economically.
Well, the reason I started talking about that was just to let people know, folks, settle into a gait, settle into a pace that you can sustain, because you're going to have to sustain it for a while.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be any sprinting coming up.
The lesson, certainly the Midwest here, I'm in Chicago, the 80s, when it was a really tough time with a high dollar.
Right.
People hunkered down, and then they came out a lot stronger as a result.
That's what's going to happen. It's just going to be a while before we feel that way, before we feel stronger. Website quickly, Charles.
www.nakedeconomics.com.
Check it out, Charles Whelan, W-H-E-E-L-A-N. See you next time, Charles. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.